Welcome to the Small Business Storytellers, the podcast designed for business owners, marketers, and entrepreneurs wanting to make an impact through the work that they do. I'm your host, Seth Silvers, and my passion is building brands that last by marketing with stories. On this podcast, we share stories with you of people who are growing their businesses the right way, and we teach you how to grow what you're doing through storytelling and authentic marketing. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Small Business Storytellers. This is one of our newer types of episodes, what we call our micro episodes, where a couple times a week we want to bring you short and quick tips and tricks on how you can actually be growing your business with stories. We want to bring you the stories of other business owners and stuff, but we also want to talk to you about what is working and what challenges people are having in the world of storytelling. So today I wanted to take a few minutes of your time and talk to you about one thing that holds so many people up, one thing that's held me up in storytelling. It's kept me from wanting to do, you know, live videos. It's kept me from wanting to produce content. It's kept me from wanting to tell stories of our customers, or it's pretty much just kept me from wanting to market our company. That thing is quality. Everybody loves this word. And quality is important, but I think that a lot of people are using the word quality as more of an excuse than anything. So I wanted to talk about this a little bit, because over the last 4 years of Story On, we've learned to define the word quality as doing the best you can with what you have. So that means that quality, if you are a complete true startup and you don't have any gear, you just have an iPhone 11 or an iPhone 8 or an iPhone 6 or not even an iPhone, it means that quality for you is using that phone to create some videos and share your vision and to start showing people what you're doing and to document the journey. It also means that if you're a multi-million dollar company and you have a media and a marketing budget, that yeah, sure, it's good to do some live videos and some behind the scenes, but it means that you should be producing some good quality stories, some more cinematic stories. It means that the question of quality no longer becomes, is it good enough, but are we stewarding? Are we doing a good job with what we have? So I think that this word gets in the way of production. It gets in the way of actually creating and telling stories. And so I want this to be a quick encouragement for you to show you that you don't need a big camera rig to start telling stories. You don't need a big camera rig to start producing content. You can actually start doing that on your own. You can do it with what you have. Now, there's one caveat that I think needs to be mentioned here, and that is we have to commit to getting better. We have to commit to improvement. I think the definition of quality is doing the best we can with what we have, but I think the assumption is that we're not just going to stay where we are. We're going to continue to get better and better. And so, you know, that means that when we first started producing marketing videos, I was using my phone. And then I got a quick, you know, I got like a $40 mic from Amazon to plug into my phone so we had better audio, you know. And then what we did was after about a couple months of doing that, I hired somebody that had their own camera that they could use. And then about a year later, we bought our own cameras. And so now we have two cameras that we can do better and better work with. And then we just upgraded lenses. And so we're just slowly as we grow, we are adding to our repertoire of storytelling equipment, because no matter what industry you're in, you're a media company. And so the definition of quality is to do the best you can with what you have, but also we need to continue to get better and better stuff. We need to, as our company grows, we need to grow in our capacity of what stories and what level of production value we can bring to our audience, because it's value. Every story we tell is its value. It's a transfer of value, and it's important that that value continues to increase. So don't let quality hold you back from storytelling. Don't let quality hold you back from telling your company's story. Do I believe that you should spend $4,000 on a brand story video and that you'll get tons of customers from it in the next 3 years? Yes, absolutely. But if you don't have that money, do I think that you should wait until you do to tell your brand story video? No, get started. And the beautiful thing about this all is it's easier and there's better tools and more quality tools to get started now than ever. 15 years ago, what you had wasn't really that good. Like most people didn't have a tool that they could create good stories with. Now, almost everybody has an incredible storytelling device in their pocket. It's called a cell phone. So don't be afraid to start with what you have and to just grow as you go and to continue to get better and better as you have the capability. I hope this is helpful. And over this next week, just don't let quality hold you back. Do the best you can, but do it with what you got. We'll see you next time on the Small Business Storytellers. This podcast was produced by StoryOn Media and Marketing, and our passion is helping small businesses use stories to grow their business, and we create a community that helps you do just that. So if you don't have the budget to hire a big agency, but you really want to learn how to navigate online marketing, how to tell better stories, and really how to build a brand that lasts, then our program, Success with Stories Elite, is for you. Every single week, we give you new trainings, content ideas, and content blueprints to make marketing with stories easy. To join our community, head over to www.successwithstories.com/elite, or just click on the link in our show notes. Again, that's successwithstories.com/elite. Have an awesome day, and let us know what you loved about this episode by leaving a review on iTunes or your favorite podcasting platform. Thank you so much. My name is Seth Silvers, and I will see you next time.